underneath where the jacks were, under the arch, they were. It's all covered by a big covering section of concrete now. They glued these slabs on. You can see them when you go under the bridge. And to do it, they had a big scaffold. It weighed about 10 tonnes, this thing. It was a big steel RSJs and timbered and scaffold pipes so they didn't fall off and that sort of thing. It was all hauled up by two cranes, and it was secured by stressing cables then. But each cable was only taking a tiny bit of weight, actually, so the things weren't really secure. They thought they were, but they were not. The grips hadn't actually grabbed into the cable sufficiently. Anyhow, they were all working on it. It was lunchtime. I was on top of the arch. I was heading down. At that time, they were also taking out all the piling where the falsework had sat, and they were blowing a lot of it underwater, like charges. And they'd be going off all day, and I'm walking over the arch, and bang, that's terrific. I thought, God, they made a mess of that one. And what it was the scaffold, and underneath the scaffold was this big punt, which had brought the scaffold up, this big, great big wooden punt. The whole thing, down she went, because it sunk the barge, and fortunately the last man had just got off. Had they all been on it, then they'd all been killed.
I was probably injured myself a few times. Once I broke the rules in relation to settling a sling load of steel down on a skids. And when you're working as a dogman, you don't touch steel with your hand. You never touch it. You'll hang on to the rope and pull the rope around. And I was standing on the end, and I had my hand on the steel, pushing it over and to line it up, and the crane driver dropped it a little bit quicker than I expected, and the steel hit the skids and pulled my hand into it. And when I looked at me, when I finally looked at my fingers, four of my fingers were hanging off. And if a man ever screamed, it was the I screamed from the pain that was in those fingers. But I thought he'd get a bit of money out of it. But the doctors were so good, they sewed the finger that was hanging down and sewed it back on again. And so I never got any compo out of it, other than 8 weeks in hospital, paid me hospital bill.
One of the diaphragms for the arch rib fell over on top of the falsework. And in the process of transferring the diaphragm from one trolley to the other, somebody neglected something and it fell over. You can imagine the noise that came from a 50-ton hammer striking a 1,000-ton steel anvil. It was quite a shock.
It was a Saturday morning, I remember, and I was getting changed. And they were already lifting the diaphragm up. They had an early start. And the diaphragms, unlike the blocks, which were quite big, bulky things and couldn't fall over, the diaphragms were only about 2 feet thick, and they were about 15 or 18 feet in height. And when they lifted them up, they were put on a trolley, and they had props bolted onto them. And they didn't put the props on. They just didn't move it very far. They thought, oh, I won't worry about that. And, of course, the jerk of the trolley moving, the thing toppled over. Slammed down flat. It was lucky it didn't go all the way. It hit and tore some of the RSJ, the flanges tore them away from the metal, and anyhow, there it was, perched on top of the arch. So it had to be broken up.
This was quite a setback to the contractor, because you had this very strong concrete, heavily reinforced, and there it was, wrecked up on top of the falsework. Using jackhammers, it had to be broken up into pieces the size of your hand. And I forget just how long it took. It was at least a week it took him to get rid of it.
There was a tanker coming up the river, and it was going to pass under the bridge, and it pranged into the falsework.
I just knocked off, actually. I missed it. I'd been working back, and it came out. It was dusk, and I think the captain had a few grogs and the thing got way off course. And how it got that far off, I don't know. The navigation span that was in there was quite big as far as width. And it crashed in there. It was lucky it didn't do more damage. It buckled a few things and that was it.
There was a person not attached with the job itself. He wasn't an employee or anything. It was a person that wandered onto the site there. And I think he may have been under the influence and fell off one of the heights on the northern side and done some damage to himself, and I think he passed away in hospital. And that was the only casualty that I know of, other than the guy that was running for either knockoff time or lunch. He was a new Australian guy, and he couldn't stop. And he really smashed himself up badly. I don't know whether he died or what happened there.
I walked from the top of the bridge through the tunnel to the shore on one occasion. Maybe I thought I was taking a shortcut. And I also wanted to experience what it was like inside there. It was quite dark. There was a bit of scattered light coming in from various areas where there were holes that were yet to be filled by concrete or gaps. I remember looking out through a gap between the concrete blocks, let's say about halfway down the slope, walking back down inside this tunnel. And I couldn't believe what I saw. When I looked out and found the horizon was at almost 45 degrees, it really threw me. It was really a weird feeling. But I had become totally disoriented. Relative to that horizon, I had nothing to measure it by.
We had visitors during construction going through the ribs and they'd fall over. Pretty well every visitor tumbled over.